Okay, so here with me today, I have Pete Johnson, president of the Morris Hill Youth Center, and Jamie Meredith, program manager of public education and Wayne Township Fire. How are you guys today?
Awesome.
We're good this morning. Thank you for having us.
No problem. Glad you guys can be here. So, now, Pete, you are the president of the Morris Health Youth Center.
Yes, sir.
You want to give me a little background check on it?
Well, with deep family roots in Wayne Township, you know, going back to my dad graduate and mother graduating from Ben Davis in 1966, we have a deep four or five generation roots in Wayne. And so basically we're all basically from Mars Hill and of course the Wayne Township side, which feeds into Ben Davis. And as a vision for the kids there, I had to come back and use a gift that I had, which was always sports. So the vision of the last 3 years is we want to try to teach and mentor these children through athletics and personal relationships. That's kind of what started it.
Okay. So we're going to talk about the 5K today, the 5K run. So why did you guys, or what gave you guys the idea to start for the 5K?
It was like the Westside Community Heroes 5K Run and Walk came to the Wayne Township Fire Department through Pete Johnson, and we decided to become a community partner with them so that we could, the heroes part really stood out for me, the fact that, you know, not only are we doing superheroes, but we're also doing community heroes. So our firefighters, our police officers, our paramedics, our people out there on the field and in the street every day, and so this just matches with us in the fact that we can help kids in our community and also bring together the community, adults and kids, to come out, do the 5K. It's a healthy thing that we want to promote for everyone, but also the fact that it's going to help the Mars Hill Youth Center to grow through the funding, hopefully, to give some money back for the sports equipment, but also to build a building that they desperately need.
What's the building?
I'm going to let Pete talk to you a little bit about that.
Okay, go right ahead.
We have property about two blocks south of Stoutfield Elementary on Holt Road. Mm-hmm. We got about 16,000 square feet there, and we've got blueprints. We've proposed a building there that's maybe 60 wide by 100 long. It's basically just like one of your elementary gyms, sufficient bathrooms, and we have the property paid for, and now we're encouraging people to come and invest to get this thing built. The Amish is going to build the whole thing entirely, which we love the Amish builders, Graber Pole Buildings from down south. Their work is exquisite, but we're going to raise about $300,000 to put that facility there. It's going to have 19-foot ceilings, and again, we're going to get in there and just what we have to understand, the kids in Mars Hill, they have, and we need to blow this up, they have nothing to do. You know, the Mars Hill kids, if you drive around, thank goodness you got summertime, you got the Stoutfield Park, and you got the Splash Park. That's the only kid innovation that's been done there ever. Now that, you know, we kind of protect our schools because of vandalism and sorts, you can't even go up and play basketball anymore or use the tennis courts because we got to protect our investment, obviously, from the devious people. But now there's nothing for them to do. So we hope that this new facility will let a kid choose to come in and have a healthy environment. And basically that's what it is with the state. It's a safe place for kids to play. And I believe that long term, when we invest in these kids, deposit into these children, we're going to withdraw good things. And that's what we want. And I think it's a good way to change our community is get this building built.
I absolutely love that. I gotta say, I just got a whole bunch of information on that. That's amazing. What should I ask next?
The Westside Community 5 or Westside Community Heroes 5K Run and Walk will take place on September 28th mm-hmm. of this year. Sign up starts, registration is 8:30 in the morning. We get started at 9 a.m., so make sure you get there. There'll be different people out that you can talk with. The fire department will be there. Ambulance will be there, so the kids can visit for a few minutes before they take their run or walk. Also, if you want to get pre-registered, you can pre-register at www.marshilluth.org. And that will get you already set up and to go. All the children are free. So anyone under 18 years of age can just go online, register. They're free to come and walk or run. Adults are $20 per person. So we're trying to make it financially able so that all families can come out and take part as well.
That's great. Going on with the 5K run, how many people are you guys expecting?
This is a shot in the dark. It'll be the second year that I'm doing it. The first year was pretty good. We had maybe, I don't know, 60 or 70 runners. We hope that the fact that we are not charging any child under the age of 18, you know, that that'll encourage more people to come out. But here's what I want to say about this year's 5K and the hero part of it. The very fact, coaches, staff, all across Wayne Township, in every school, the very fact you don't have to walk or run in this thing to be a hero in this thing. The $20, very low minimal cost that you're going to, even if you just sign up and you stop by and say, hey, good job, keep going, you know, hi, kids. That $20 is very, very important for these children. So I would say that, you know, we want, of course, a lot of people there, but we want a lot of people to sign up to say, hey, we believe in this mission. That's the big thing. So we want everybody to get online and sign up, whether you walk or whether you just come by and shake our hands.
I also saw that you guys said, I read the website for the registration. You guys said walking, jogging and running or biking. So like you can do.
Bring your bike.
Yeah. That's, I like that. That's really cool. We talked a little bit about when it is, but where is it?
The event, which we love, again, it will kick off from LHC, Lynnhurst, mm-hmm. 7th and 8th grade, and give a shout-out to Mr. Wilson. There's no better than Mr. Wilson. We all love Mr. Wilson. He's put the old South Wayne, which we love, Lynnhurst, 7th and 8th grade. It'll start there. We'll go down, turn left down Lyons. We'll head right by Stout Field, which is pretty cool. Then we'll turn right again on Holt. Holt's going to be shut down. Then we'll head right up Farnsworth, the main drag, right straight back up to LHC. And so it's going to start and finish at Lynnhurst 7th and 8th grade, which is very cool.
Okay. You were talking about how you guys are doing the superhero costume. That's like a big selling point for this, right? Mm-hmm. How you can, is it anybody, kids, just anybody can show
everybody
up?
Can we actually did a poster that's out there at every school in the district, and what we did there is my firefighters dressed up. So we had Superman, Spider-Man. Our firefighters were also in their gear. We had Wonder Woman. So we would like everybody to come out. There'll also be free capes available to kids that maybe won't be able to afford a costume. We had a great sponsor, Omnisource, come on board, and they have purchased special superhero capes for the children. So please come dressed as your favorite superhero. We hope that it'll just be a great day to run and walk and to give back to the community.
And me, as a younger audience, I can tell that anybody who does firework or is like police work or anything of the sort within that the criminal justice system and the people you call lifesavers, I can like say my dad was a police officer, mm-hmm. And my sister's boyfriend, who will probably be my brother-in-law soon, he wants to do fire.
Exactly.
And I can tell you that in my eyes, they're definitely superheroes.
Thank you so much.
Like, absolutely. And thank you to everyone who does that. Do you think that the combining of kids being able to see people dressed up as superheroes stand side by side with, like, the fire and police department, or fire in this case, will help them
kind of. You're also going to see police officers. We are public safety, and we are there together. So you're going to see all the public safety come out and hopefully run side by side or walk side by side with our superheroes. Obviously, we pick superheroes because kids absolutely love all the different superheroes, but they also often come up to tell us that they want to be a firefighter, they want to be a police officer. And we want to give them that chance to kind of see that combined. We are there to be their heroes. We know that sometimes kids in our community need to reach out to someone, and we want it to be us if they actually need the help.
Right. I love that. Oh, I lost my train of thought. That was the word that I was looking for.
Public safety.
Public safety. That's what I was looking for. What I was going to add on to that is when you have you said policemen are going to be there, or police
Correct.
Officers.
Police
officers and
firefighters. Paramedics.
Paramedics too. Mm-hmm. Do you think kids, younger kids especially, that see people in the public safety standing next to their superheroes, do you think that'll help merge the idea together in an early age that these are also superheroes for them?
We as adults need to merge that, because what we're doing here is, and I think you guys have touched on it, I have an 8-year-old grandson who's Spider-Man on the front of this engine. So with his dreaming, and aspirations of being a superhero, it meets reality of these men and women are really the superheroes. I can't tell you time after time in the last 6 months that I've been with the fire department that I've seen these guys and girls, I mean, right in the middle of a hamburger or lunch or a shower, it doesn't matter. Their life stops right there for us. And to watch them run out and be right there all the time, I mean, Wayne Township is the best at what we do, and we're really proud of them. But no, it's where dreams meet reality, and this everybody in this thing's a superhero for sure.
I couldn't agree more. So you explained a little bit about how this is important for the youth. Do you have anything more you wanted to say about that?
I just think long term, it's important for everybody. And another thing that I want to do, we have to say thank you, Dr. Butts, because I can tell you, I sat down at his office when I first met him 3 years ago, and he looked me in the eye and he said, "Pete, I'm going to help you do whatever I can." And he has. He's approved everything we've tried to do. He's behind everything. And usually, if he can, he'll participate in everything. So we got a wonderful leader, and I have to give a shout out to him.
As far as funding, when we talked about, donating the 20, even if you're not going to run, something that people need to realize is that a lot of these kids in our area cannot afford to have football equipment or a pair of tennis shoes even, or a basketball, pair of shorts or anything of that nature. All this funding will also go back to help that, along with building the Mars Hill Youth Center. We know that we have to fund this program because this is not a school funded. These are just kids that aren't able to maybe play on a school team, but still want to interact, still want to be healthy. And we want to give them that group environment that if you come here, you're accepted, you're wanted. And we want them to learn how to play a team sport and become a team. I is not in team. And a lot of times that's what we miss in our community now, is that people, think that they don't need to be a part of anything. But we want them to feel that they're part of the team.
Okay. And unless you guys have anything else to say, we are going a little over time right now.
We're great. Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Well, actually, really quick, before we're on, I want you guys, full name, or not full name, but name, title, let them know about the event one more time. Just plug it one more time.
Pete Johnson, and I'm in support services with the Wayne Township Fire Department. And come and see us at the Westside Community Heroes 5K, run, walk, bike, just fellowship. And you can reach it by Get Me Registered or www.marshillyouth.org in September 28th. 2019 at 8:30. We'll see you at LHC 7th and 8th. Thank you.
Jamie Meredith, Wayne Township Fire Department, Program Manager for Public Education. Please come out to the Westside Community Heroes 5K Run and Walk. September 28th coming up, just a couple Saturdays away. 8:30 sign up, 9 o'clock we start the race. Come and meet our firefighters and our superheroes. It's going to be a great day. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.